This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Why your anchor fails if you skip the psychological safety step. The hidden reason your first offer gets rejected before it lands. In short, anchoring sets the gravitational center of our negotiation. But an anchor dropped into an unsafe environment does not pull the conversation toward you, it pushes the other person away. Before you name your number, you must build the conditions that allow it to land. The strength of your anchor depends on the emotional climate you create before you state it. Without psychological safety, even a well-researched opening position triggers rejection on principle. The preparation that matters most happens in the moments before your anchor, not in the number itself. Definition: anchoring in negotiation is the act of stating the first significant number or position in a discussion, establishing a reference point that shapes every offer, counteroffer, and concession that follows. The anchor functions as a covative magnet, pulling the final outcome toward whoever sets it. Most people who study negotiation learn the same lesson early: whoever sets the first number wins. Get your anchor in fast, make it bold, and the other side will spend the rest of the conversation working back toward you. It is clean, it is logical, and it is about half true. What that lesson misses is the condition that makes anchoring work at all. I have sat across from negotiators who dropped sharp, well-researched anchors, and watched the whole conversation collapse in the next 30 seconds. The number was not the problem. The ground it landed on was. Anchoring in negotiation is not just a technique for setting a number. It is a sequence, and the step most people skip is the one that determines whether the anchor holds or breaks. What actually happens when you drop an anchor? The conventional understanding of anchoring is accurate as far as it goes. The first figure stated in a negotiation creates a cognitive reference point. Everything discussed after that is measured against it. The other person's brain, whether they know it or not, keeps returning to that number as a baseline. But here is what that explanation leaves out. The moment you name your anchor, you're not just making a statement about price or terms. You are making a statement about power. The other person registers it immediately, even if they cannot articulate what they are feeling. A bold opening number, delivered without care for the relationship, reads as a challenge. And when people feel challenged, they do not think. They protect. The brain under threat is a poor negotiating partner. It narrows its focus, stiffens its position, and starts calculating how to survive the exchange rather than how to solve the problem. You might have the most defensible anchor in the room. It does not matter. If the other person is in self-protection mode, your number is not a reference point to them. It is an attack to deflect. The mechanism. Why safety determines whether your anchor holds. Think of it this way. An anchor needs soft ground to catch. Drop it on rock, and it bounces off. Psychological safety is the soft ground. It is not warmth. It is not friendship. It is the condition where the other person feels secure enough to engage with your position rather than defend against it. When that condition exists, your anchor functions as intended, a starting point that pulls the conversation in your direction. Without it, the same anchor produces a counter-anchor, a shutdown, or a walk away. I cover the mechanics of psychological safety as a prerequisite for productive conversation and Say It Right Every Time, particularly the idea that a person cannot genuinely listen to you until they feel safe enough to stop monitoring for threat. In negotiation, that principle becomes critical. Your anchor cannot do its work if the other person is spending cognitive energy on self-preservation. Here is the practical shape of this. When you open with a strong anchor in an environment that feels unsafe, you trigger what is sometimes called reactance, a psychological pushback where the other person rejects your position, not because of its content, but because they feel controlled or cornered. They are not evaluating your number. They are responding to the feeling of being pressured. The counter move is driven by emotion, not by their actual position or interests. The result is that your carefully calibrated anchor loses its gravitational pull. The other person does not move toward it. They plant their flag as far from it as they can. You have not set the center of the negotiation. You have set the starting position for a battle. This is why understanding what psychological safety actually is matters beyond the obvious. It is not a soft concept. In negotiation, it is load-bearing. Where this plays out in real negotiations. Let me give you a picture of this pattern. A commercial manager I know walked into a supplier negotiation with excellent data and a strong opening position. He stated his anchor inside the first 2 minutes before the supplier had said more than a greeting. The number was reasonable by market standards. The supplier shut down completely, accused him of acting in bad faith, and the negotiation deteriorated from there. They eventually reached a deal, but it took 3 additional meetings and landed far from where it could have. He told me afterward that he thought starting strong signalled seriousness. He was right that it did. But what it signalled was a very particular kind of seriousness, the kind that does not care how the other person feels. The supplier heard that signal and responded to it. Contrast that with a salary conversation I observed between a candidate and a hiring manager. The candidate spent the first 10 minutes asking genuine questions about the role's challenges and what success looked like in the first year. She acknowledged the constraints the company was working under. Then, from that foundation, she named a number that was confident and on the high end of the range. The hiring manager pushed back gently. They negotiated for another 15 minutes, and she walked out with a package closer to her anchor than any rushed opening would have produced. The difference was not the number. It was the ground she built before she named it. You can read more about how to open difficult, high-stakes conversations with that kind of care in How to Start a Difficult Conversation That's Blocking Your Team's Synergy. Why skilled negotiators still get this wrong? If the mechanism is this clear, why do experienced people keep making this mistake? The first reason is that most negotiation training focuses almost entirely on technique. You learn about anchor points, BATNA, loss aversion, and framing. You do not spend nearly as much time learning how the other person's emotional state shapes whether any of those techniques work. The technical skills feel concrete and teachable. The relational skills feel abstract. The second reason is confidence. People who have prepared well and believe their position is strong tend to trust that the strength of the position will carry the conversation. It will not. A strong position without emotional attunement is like a well-made argument delivered in the wrong language. The logic is sound. The communication fails. The third reason is time pressure. Anchoring early feels efficient. Building safety first feels slow. But I've watched dozens of negotiations drag on for weeks because someone moved too fast in the first 5 minutes. The time you invest before your anchor lands is almost always returned to you with interest. This same pattern appears in team environments when someone raises a concern too bluntly and triggers defensiveness rather than dialogue. The guidance on how to raise a concern in a team meeting without disrupting synergy applies the same principle. How you deliver the message shapes whether it can be heard. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What to do before you name your number? Building psychological safety before an anchor is not a long process. It is a deliberate one. 3 things need to be in place. Establish your intent. Before you name any number, make clear that you're looking for something that works for both sides. Not as a performance, as a genuine signal. If you cannot honestly say that, your credibility will not survive the conversation anyway. Acknowledge their position. Name what you understand about their constraints, their goals, or their concerns. This is not capitulation. It is what allows the other person's brain to shift from threat monitoring to problem solving. Handling conflict during meetings requires exactly this move. Acknowledge before you advance. Earn the right to your anchor. Ask questions. Listen to the answers. Demonstrate that you have thought about this from their side as well as your own. A negotiator who asks good questions before naming their number signals competence and respect. Both of those things make your anchor far more credible when it lands. The core framework is built on this sequence. Clarity, openness, respect, and empathy applied in order. Every element of that framework is designed to create the conditions where difficult information can land without triggering a shutdown. A negotiation anchor is difficult information. The same rules apply. You can also see how the framework operates under life pressure in how to use the core framework to stay grounded during a tense workplace conversation. The connection between safety and credibility. There is one more dimension to this that most people do not see until they have experienced it a few times. Psychological safety does not just make the other person more open. It makes your anchor more credible. A number delivered in a calm, connected, well-prepared conversation reads as a considered position. The same number delivered in a tense or adversarial exchange reads as a gambit. The other person is far more likely to take your anger seriously when they experience you someone who has thought carefully about both sides of the table. That experience of you, that sense of trust, is built in the minutes before your number, not in the number itself. Unmet needs create conflict, and they create resistance to anchors too. When the other person feels their interests have not been heard, they are negotiating against you personally, not against your position. Understanding how unmet needs drive conflict and what restores trust gives you the insight to address those needs before they become obstacles. The say it right every time framework I find most relevant here is the empathy bridge, acknowledging the other person's situation before delivering your position. In negotiation, this is not a courtesy. It is a mechanism by which your anchor gains weight rather than triggering rejection. What the anchor really rests on. Every strong anchor rests on two things. The first is a well-researched, credible number. The second is a relationship in which that number can be received. Most negotiators invest heavily in the first and almost nothing in the second. Here is the truth of it: the other person will not remember your anchor in isolation. They will remember how they felt when you stated it. If they felt safe, respected, and heard in those moments before you spoke, your anchor becomes the reasonable starting point of a productive conversation. If they felt threatened or dismissed, it becomes the opening shot of a fight. Your preparation for anchoring in negotiation must include both the number and the ground beneath it. Build the safety first, then set your anchor. That sequence, in that order, is what separates a negotiator who moves outcomes from one who simply states positions and hopes. Frequently asked questions. What is anchoring in negotiation? Anchoring in negotiation is the practice of setting the first number or position in a discussion, which then pulls the entire conversation toward it. The first figure stated exerts a powerful gravitational pull on every offer and counteroffer that follows, shaping the final outcome in favour of whoever sets it. Why does anchoring fail in negotiation? Anchoring fails when the other person feels threatened or attacked by your opening position. Without psychological safety, their brain shifts into self-protection mode, and they reject your anchor on principle rather than engaging with it rationally. The problem is rarely the number. It is the climate the number lands in. How do you set an anchor in negotiation without causing resistance? Build a sense of safety before you name your number. Acknowledge the other person's situation, signal your intent to find something workable for both sides, and establish credibility through calm, direct language. Only then does your anchor land as a starting point rather than an attack to be deflected. What is psychological safety in a negotiation context? In negotiation, psychological safety is the condition where both parties feel secure enough to engage honestly without fear of humiliation, exploitation, or punishment. It does not mean comfort or agreement. It means the other person trusts the process enough to think clearly rather than spending energy on self-protection. How does the anchor point affect the final outcome of a negotiation? The anchor point shapes every number that comes after it. Whichever side sets the first credible figure tends to pull the final outcome in their direction, because all subsequent positions are measured against that initial reference. A strong anchor, delivered safely, dramatically shifts the result in your favour. Can a strong anchor backfire in a negotiation? Yes, a strong anchor delivered without safety often backfires entirely. The other person digs in, rejects the anchor on emotional grounds, or walks away from the table. The anchor itself is not the problem. It is the absence of trust that turns a strong opening position into a relationship-ending move. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.